I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Slacker and Steve.
So we've been caught up in this manifesting talk.
Big
it's
time.
Been going on for days now.
It has.
And like, I feel like I manifested as hard as I could, like a long time ago, to be a rock star.
Right.
I believed I was going to get it. I was doing all these things. And no matter how hard I tried, it never happened for me.
Slacker became a huge star in the way Slacker was meant to become a huge star. Maybe not. I mean, I know. Just
no,
like
right.
I became whatever version of the basketball player I wanted to be, and you became whatever version of the Bachelor contestant you want. But you find the niche you're supposed to fall into. Maybe.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
So you didn't think you were successful. Your goal, you would think about it. It never came to you. But it kind of did manifest itself in ways that you didn't see it.
What's weird is, like, as a teenager, I never wanted to be in radio, but I called every radio morning show. I was the bit player on every morning show. I was on Dean and Raj all the time.
You weren't a caller. You were a performer.
I was.
Yeah.
And I never thought that would be what I would do, but I was just like, to the point I ended up playing guitar on all their songs.
Mm-hmm.
But that's
it was like,
awesome.
But that got you.
It never. And then the only reason I got into radio was like on the last tour, I'm in radio stations all over the country going, yeah, no, we're playing with Dawkins tonight at the Who's a What. And then on the last night, I came into Alice and the night jock interviewed me on his show called Alice Amplified going, heard you playing with Dawkins tonight at the Paramount, blah, blah, blah. Steve's the guy
yeah.
who interviewed me that night.
Pretty weird.
What?
Steve
interviewed me
yeah.
on
not
the last show that I ever played with my band.
It's so expected.
Like, literally.
Yeah, so your foot in the door in radio stations, and then that interview.
Yeah. If you weren't doing Alice Amplified, and I hadn't done a whole bunch of calls, because then it was like, I finished playing the show, and I walked off the stage, and I'm like, we didn't have any tour dates booked, and I'm like, I quit. I'm done. And I was like, what the hell am I going to do? And I called the engineer here,
yep.
who we were both friends with, and I was like, can you get me a job in radio?
And there it was.
Like, done.
Yeah.
But I wasn't manifesting that.
Well, you guys brought me here from middle school.
That is still, you're right.
yeah.
That is still the weirdest thing. That makes me feel really old.
How'd that go again?
We went to her career day.
That's right.
Yeah.
Do you know how many career days we've gone to? Like two?
Right.
We went to yours?
Ken Carroll, 2009.
Yes, we did.
Yep.
Jesus.
I remember there was one person that, because we had to like fill out questionnaires at the beginning of the day or like week, so we could be assorted into certain whatever courses. And there was one girl that came in and she wasn't supposed to be in the radio one, but she was there and I was so angry at her. like, you don't belong here. but it's fine. It all worked out.
But then eventually, years later, at our Live at 5 down at the tavern, you literally showed up off the street.
Yeah.
I
walked up to Steve at first, which now looking back, I was like, oh, good choice.
no, I don't want it. Well.
Yeah, you. Because you immediately were like, let me go get Dave. And so you went and got him. And he came over and pretty much sat me down on the stage and interviewed me right there and said, come in on Monday.
Boom.
I know.
This is weird.
It is.
Because knowing that we went to your middle school, I honestly, the more I think about it, I think we went to one. career day. Like, I think we only did one.
Just that one?
We did stuff at Ralston, but that was for a talent show.
That wasn't a career day.
I think the only career day we went to was yours, and we clearly went to get you.
Yep. That's it.
And
this whole thing is a simulation. That's what it is.
The only reason I got nights here, I was the only one not to apply for it at the time it was open, and the boss grabbed me and took me into Jared and said, why aren't you applying for this job? It's yours.
Because you were on the mix. Kim at the time.
Part-time, back and forth. And I thought to myself, I'll never get that job. Everyone else is more experienced and better. And he goes, you're the only one that hasn't applied. You're the only one I want to do it. So if that didn't happen, the whole interview never would have happened. The whole blah, blah, blah never would have happened.
Well, and then just to bring the Steve and I together story. So then he's in the Alice studio. I get a job in radio running Delilah in the studio next to him. So I'm bored out of my mind, calling his show every night, playing sound effects through the phone, going, if you don't play a Goo Goo Dolls song, I'm not going to get off the highway. And then a truck would hit me.
Little vignettes, little things like that.
I can't like the sound of a semi. Or I'd be like shooting ducks. I'd be like, mah, mah, mah. I'm like, I want to hear Goo Goo Dolls.
And I would record it over here and air it. So you kind of became a character on my show over here.
Uh-huh. And then one night the engineers were like, we need to work on the transmitter. Can you guys keep talking? And it was like 2 o'clock in the morning, and we recorded the tape that you've heard, which is, if anybody gets their hands on it, it is foul.
It is. It was foul, foul.
We didn't cuss, but I mean.
The subject matter was.
You talk about eating afterbirth.
Yes, I know.
Oh my God.
Impairing a wine.
Yes, it's a red, obviously.
What wine would you pair with afterbirth? Well, it's meaty. It's
I know so much more about wine now. It'd probably be a Malbec. I would go.
Will you?
Slacker and Steve. Weekday afternoons on Alice and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.